Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's get to it. It is time to make some picks. All right, Brian, what do we got?
First game on the schedule. We were just talking about it. The Christian McCaffrey-less San Francisco 49ers to take on Minnesota Vikings and your guy, Arcan Sam Darnold.
That's right. Before we get to this pick in this game, Shanahan just came out and said that they're considering putting McCaffrey on IL. Or IR, I should say. IR. And if they do that, that means he's missing that Patriots game. So you and Patriots may go into this, and it didn't really matter against the Jets, but it may matter for the Patriots. No Christian McCaffrey in that game. Does that move the needle for you at all, Andy Hart?
Oh, absolutely. Because I do think he's the best all-around player on that offense, but they also have a lot. I mean, Debo's right there behind him as the best all-around player. And that Mason kid ran great against the Jets.
He looked very good, yes.
Violent. He was taking advantage of the holes that were there. Anytime you remove, you know, one of the top is he one of the best five players in football, Christian McCaffrey, when healthy, something
absolutely,
like that?
Absolutely, I'd say he is.
So when you remove that, that's obviously a bonus for the Patriots if that comes to fruition.
With or without Christian McCaffrey, you can go ahead and sign me up for San Francisco and the points.
Yeah, I'll take San Francisco. I think they're the best team in football. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah, definitely the most talented, even without their maybe third best player in the league. All right, what else we got?
We got Seattle at the Patriots, game we've been talking about all day.
Andy, want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. I've talked about disrespected. I do believe that the Patriots have been disrespected by the spread. It should be lower. I don't know if it should be a pick 'em. It should be 1.5, 2 points, something like that.
It's moved to half a point in some books. Some books have it at 3 now. I did notice that. Not all of them, but some of them have cut the hook out.
So they realized, I'm taking the hook, whether the hook exists or not, because that was the most disrespectful part. I will take the Seattle Seahawks to win 20-17. Patriots cover. I think that's also the under, I believe.
The over-under is like 42 or something, I think.
Right? So that's also the under. I think both these teams want to play low scoring. I do have the slight fear that Seattle just airs it out and you hit big plays by DK Metcalf and things get a little sideways there. But the Patriots tackled so well and covered so well, maybe that eliminates that. And if you say you're going to make Geno Smith drive down the field time after time in the air, he doesn't have Kenneth Walker, I think the Patriots are going to be in this. I just think there will be a mistake. I think they got away with some things. They got pretty much every break in that game.
Yeah.
A fumbled punt. a fumble going in on the touchdown, a knockaway on what should have been an interception. Like, they got a lot of breaks. I don't know if things go that well a second week in a row. So they fight the good fight and they come up short.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Seattle. I didn't know we're hearing from the peanut gallery during this segment, but there you go. I also think Seattle takes this one, and I think they cover the 3.5. So I'm going to go with Seattle there. It sounds like you're going with the Patriots plus 3.5, yes?
Yes. Okay. If I get 3.5, give me the Patriots.
All right, very good. And the over-under, by the way, I just looked up, is 38.5, so you're still under that. I might go over on that one, but yeah, I think Seattle takes this. I think their offense, passing-wise, has a better day, certainly, than they had in week 1 against Denver, who has a admittedly very good secondary. All right, next.
In a game that looks like it's going to be the battle of the suck, we have the New York Giants heading to Washington to take on the Commanders.
All right, this one, I don't know. This is a game that I don't really have a whole bunch of stake in, but I'm leaning Washington. I think that there's a real problem there in New York. I think Danny Dimes is a little bit broken, and I think that his surrounding cast and the fact that Saquon Barkley's in Philadelphia tearing it up right now has really got that entire locker room down in the dumps. So I say Jaden Daniels picks up his first win here, and Washington covers the 1.5.
I am totally going to pick with my heart here. I like Brian Daboll. Good dude. It's miserable right now in New York. I mean, people are legitimately talking about Bill taking over because that's his dream job.
Right.
When you're stuck with Danny Dimes, you are stuck in it. But they find some way against a very meh team to get the job done. I don't feel good about it, but my boy, Brian, go get a win.
All right.
We got another West Coast team heading east. Chargers visiting Carolina Panthers.
All right, Chargers, go ahead.
The Panthers blow. The Panthers are horrific. The Panthers are an embarrassment to football. The Chargers, they have some issues, but they're a professional operation with Harbaugh and Herbert. And that right there gives me the reason to say I will take Harbaugh and Herbert over, what's his name?
Dave Canales.
Dave Canales.
Canales and Bryce Young.
Hart, you talked about the Pats potentially going 0-17 to start the season. Do you think the Panthers could legitimately go 0-17?
Yeah, because they're, I think worse than I thought they were. The reason I didn't think they were an 0-17 candidate is I thought that division wasn't all that good. But
it's not, but they still could go 0-17.
Yeah, they're bad.
I think that's 100% on the table for them. It's, what is it, 5 points? Is that what you said? The 5-point spread?
Yes.
I mean, I might tease that up to like 10. Honestly, like I think the Chargers could blow doors here. I don't think that, like, really. I think that Carolina is a mess. I think they're certainly capable of going 0-17. I'm all over LA on this one, and I might even go alternate spread there if you are part of a sports book that does that. All right, what's next?
I believe this is the game Tom Brady is calling. It's Saints at Cowboys.
All right, Saints-Cowboys is one that I didn't have circled because the Saints had such a big win, and Dallas had not a big win, but it was certainly a good win for them as they were able to hold on there in that game. I like Dallas in this one just because New Orleans played Carolina, and I think that's going to artificially pump up how good they think they are. I think Dallas is going to put them in their place, and I think they win by at least a touchdown. So yeah. Give me Dallas -6.
I don't think that Carr will be counting touchdowns. I think he'll be counting sacks from Micah Parsons. Dallas is the much better all-around team. Dallas at home. And I think there's some false confidence or bravado for New Orleans where they started the season. They're going to get a little reality check in Dallas. So give me Dallas.
The Packers still haven't ruled out Jordan Love. I'd be shocked if he plays this week, but the Colts visit Green Bay.
Andy?
What's the number there?
2.5, I think. Green Bay plus 2.5 at home.
+3. It would be Green Bay +3.
+3. Okay, so they're assuming that that Love isn't playing, I'd imagine. Otherwise, yeah, the Packers would probably be favorites at home. Yeah, what do you think here, Hart?
This is a tough one for me. Malik Willis. I'm going to go with Anthony Richardson and the Colts. I think the Packers are the better team, but making your first start, and he's only been there for, how long has he been there for? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Something like that.
Yeah, they signed him in the middle of August.
Not very long.
He just got there. I think it's going to be tough for them to do what they need to do, even at home. So give me the Colts in a close game. I think the Colts, like, 24-20.
I'm surprised they haven't ruled Love out yet. I don't think he's playing, but I'm surprised that they're waiting this long to do that. I wonder if that's gamesmanship or if he's really rehabbing quickly or what it is, but I don't know. I like the Packers at home. I always like them at home. I feel like no matter what, no matter who the quarterback is or what's going on with them, they always play well at Lambeau. It's plus 2.5. So, I don't know. If I thought the Colts were really going to go out there and make mincemeat out of that Packer defense, I might lean that way. But I think the defense can hold up. I think the Packers can, at the very least, hang around in a close one.
Did you see how far Anthony Richardson can throw a football?
I did see that, yes. That was an impressive throw. It certainly was. I also saw him get knocked out of a game last year and miss the whole season. So, you know, things can happen all over the place.
Deshaun Watson, horrible human being. He actually might be a worse quarterback. 0-1 Browns at the 0-1 Jaguars.
All right, I like Jacksonville in this one. This is actually in the knockout pool. This is the game I'm taking. I think Jacksonville is certainly a flawed team, and you saw that in week one when they blew that lead against the Dolphins. But Cleveland, as good as that defense is, their offense is a disaster. And Watson's a disaster, this new thing that just popped up this week, which we haven't talked much about because it's very similar to all the other stuff he got in trouble for, almost down to the specific detail. I think that, I think Jacksonville has an easy win here at home against Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be easy because I do think Myles Garrett and that defense is pretty damn good. And I don't know that the Jaguars are good enough in any area of their team to say anything's going to be easy at this point in sort of their development with Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. But I think they get the win. And I mean, there's legitimate talk of, do you need to bench Deshaun Watson in Cleveland? And that is a debacle when you have that much guaranteed money, that huge a cap number, largest in NFL history, and you might have to bench the guy. But, you know, bad things happen to bad people or whatever they may say. So give me Trevor Lawrence and the Jags.
All right.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Next.
Jets coming off a short week, traveled to Tennessee. Tennessee was up 17-0, didn't allow an offensive touchdown, still found a way to lose the game. Who's winning this one?
I'm going to go with the Jets here at -3.5.
What?
I think this is a nice bounce-back game for Aaron Rodgers. And, I don't believe in Tennessee. I don't believe in Will Levis. I don't believe in that coach. I just think that even though they have some weapons there and that Tennessee, I think, will eventually start to put it together a little bit, they're coming out of the gates with a bunch of problems, and I think the Jets take advantage.
Yeah, I think the Jets are a better football team than people realize based on the fact that they played the best football team in football in their place. I think this is a bounce-back one. I think you're going to see lots of smiles from Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. I think they could roll. I think they could win this by four or five scores. I think this could be a beatdown with Will Levis being a willing victim. That's my wording of the week. He's a willing victim in this one.
All right.
A rematch of an NFC divisional round playoff matchup last year. Tampa Bay visits Detroit.
What do we got for a number here? It's Detroit by a lot, right?
It is Detroit by 7.5.
That's
a big number.
That is a big number, and Baker Mayfield had a monster game last week. But I'm going to go with my guy Jared Goff. I picked him to do big things this year, and I think that as good as Tampa Bay looked in that Week 1 game, I still think the Lions are the far superior team with a better quarterback and a better all-around offense and a better coach. So I think that, they take this one, and I'll even give the 7.5. Yeah.
This pains me, and I feel like I'm going to regret it because I hate Jared Goff, and I never want to go with Jared Goff. But I'm going with Jared Goff. They do feel like a legit team. The culture that Dan Campbell has built, the way that Jared Goff plays, you know, I'm on St. Brown. They have weapons. They have defense. I just think they're a really good, well-rounded football team in Detroit at home. So, yeah, I'll lay the points begrudgingly.
All right.
Biggest spread of the week, of the weekend, Raiders at Baltimore.
Baltimore minus 8.5, is that right?
I have it at 8. But
at 8, either way, it's a big one. I think even if it was 8.5, I'd go with Baltimore here. Vegas is a team that has some pieces, but going up against a tough defense like that and a weapon like Lamar Jackson, assuming he plays the whole game, I think is going to be a tough mountain for them to climb, and I think that that's an easy two-score win for Baltimore.
Yeah, this is another example of a good team that lost to another good team, and now they're playing a bad team, and I think they get back, bounce back, get right, whatever you want to call it. I will lay those points. I think Baltimore will roll over Antonio Pierce's team.
The Rams are dealing with all kinds of issues offensively, whether it's Puka Nacua, whether it's the offensive line. They go to Arizona to play the Cardinals.
It's a small spread, right? Are they even the underdogs in this game, I think?
The Cardinals are, it's minus one for the Cardinals.
It's basically
a pick'em.
The Rams, underdogs in Arizona. I know Arizona beat them last year. They beat them twice last year. I know that there was a couple of games that they really struggled against them. Man, it's one of those what do they know type of games, but I'm going with the Rams anyway. Rams plus one, you're giving me a point. Yeah, give me the Rams.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick. I know Kyler Murray had the Cardinals in position to beat the Bills in opening day. He didn't. And I know there's the questions about Marvin Harrison, the slow start. Will they build a relationship? He runs really slow, apparently, according to his digital tracker and NFL stats and all that. Give me the Rams. I'm just not picking the Cardinals. Nope,
yeah, I'm not picking them either. All right, let's go quickly here. What else we got?
Bengals lost to the Patriots last weekend. They're heading to Kansas City to take on Mahomes and the Chiefs.
6 points. I think I like Kansas City there with the six. The Bengals need to snap up and get things going quickly. And I don't think that if T. Higgins doesn't play, it looks like he's not going to. I think he's doubtful again this week.
Yep.
That's another limited offense there. And their run game without Joe Mixon is really not impressive. You need that. You need something about like that with the Chiefs. So, yeah, give me Kansas City minus six.
And it's Burrowhead Stadium, and I wish I had more confidence in this because this is a game that I really would want to like normally. That like this should be a fun marquee matchup,
yeah.
Burrow versus Mahomes. I don't think Burrow and Chase and the Bengals are ready for this matchup in week two. So give me Mahomes, lay the points.
Maybe the most boring game of the weekend, Pittsburgh at Denver.
Pittsburgh at Denver is a pretty boring matchup for sure. I think Denver is going to eventually start putting it together, but I think Pittsburgh comes out here again with Justin Fields, and it's 2.5, so they all need to win by a field goal. I think they can do that. I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Give me Pittsburgh and that defense. I think that defense is really good, and I don't think Bo Nix is ready for that defense.
Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, both questionable for the Bears. They head to Houston Sunday night.
Yeah, I liked Houston even with those guys, so I'm going to stick with Houston here. At the last line I saw was 6.5, minus 6.5 for Houston. I like Chicago. I like their pieces, and I do like Caleb Williams so far. I think he's going to have a good career, but I think that Houston handles him in this in this home game.
Houston's the more ready professional team. I did pick them to have a down year, but I'm not going to pick them to lose to the Bears in this spot with those injuries and the way the Bears have looked. So give me
Houston. That's a Sunday night game, you said?
That's a Sunday night game.
Okay.
Yep. And then finally, Monday night game, Atlanta heads to Philly.
All right, this is an easy one. I think we're both taking Philly here. Atlanta had a brutal week one, looked all out of sorts, and not a good game for Kirk Cousins. The Eagles look like a well-oiled machine with Saquon Barkley, an easy pick here with Philly minus 6.5. I'd even tease that one up a little bit. Give me the Eagles.
Give me the Eagles and take a Barkley anytime touchdown. I think that's going to be a safe. I think he might be the McCaffrey thing. Remember the streak McCaffrey went on?
Yeah.
I think Barkley, if he's healthy, might be an anytime touchdown every week. Just keep rolling it over.
Yeah, it looks that way. All right, there you go. Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.